gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow.
Welcome back to Hold My Bet Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only DTF. Dylan, it's draft night.
It sure is.
And we've gotten one pretty interesting draft. It went pretty predictable in the beginning, and then just kind of took a sharp left turn out of nowhere.
Yeah, everybody went into panic mode.
Yeah, I don't know why, other than number eight, but we'll get into that here in a little bit. But what have you been up to this week? It's been about a week since we recorded last, so.
Well, you know, just watching the Guardians. Had a stinker yesterday, but today they had a nice one. Jose had a nice grand slam.
Oh, yeah.
Watched a really good Cavs game, and then watched a really bad Cavs game today. Two different teams. I don't even know what team showed up today.
Yeah, the team today looked like they were shooting on a 15-foot hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a 10-foot hoop. When I was at the because I went to game two, completely different team, like you said. Like, through the first two games, like, I thought there was a good chance we were going to sweep. And I don't think we ended up losing by 40. I think it was like 39.
Mm-hmm.
But to lose by that much, that sucked really bad. I mean,
yeah, it was really bad.
It's just unacceptable. The way they played tonight was unacceptable. And I don't know what has to happen with Darius Garland, because granted, he wasn't the only one that stunk, but he just has not shown up.
No, but we cannot lose this next game, because it's going to be very tough coming back to Cleveland 2-2. Because, I mean, it could come down to seven games at that rate.
Yeah, and the thing is, we can't be we can only win at home team. But we'll never make it. We'll never make it. And you know,
right.
I don't know. I know we're a much better team than Orlando. I knew that they would win at least one game. I'm praying it's not going to end up being two. So hopefully we can come out on Saturday and play much better than we did tonight, because that was completely unacceptable.
Ooh. Breaking news. Lions just traded for the Cowboys pick.
Ooh. Yep, I just see that right here. Interesting. I thought they might have wanted to trade out.
Yeah. So we're at the 24th pick right now. We'll recap from the start, but we'll be giving the live picks as we go. There were some interesting trades tonight that made no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a decent amount, two by the same team. I'm trying to see if there's any details on what the Lions traded.
Not yet.
But we know that they have the 24th overall pick.
Which means that the Cowboys probably move to what, 29?
29, and then they'll probably get like a fourth round pick or something like that, third or fourth round pick. If that, honestly. My guess is they got a fourth round pick out of it, but anyways, while we're waiting on some more details from this trade, let's go ahead and talk about some things that happened throughout the sports world. First, Zach Wilson is on the Denver Broncos now. Essentially got traded in a sixth round pick swap. And the Jets will be paying majority of his salary to play for the Denver Broncos. I think it's only for 1 year, though.
Yeah. All I got to say is I called it a month ago. I said that I could see Zach Wilson going to the Denver Broncos, and I kept my receipts.
Yeah. Do you think there's any chance of him reviving his career, especially him playing closer to home?
Not that Bo Nix is there now.
Yeah, I mean, I think unless he comes out firing, and somehow wins his starting job, I don't think he has a shot.
I think it's funny how they went from Russell Wilson to Zach Wilson, and they couldn't even just keep him at number three
Yeah.
to save everybody from having to buy a new jersey. But you know, the NFL's got to get their cut, so they're gonna sell new jerseys.
Yeah, speaking of those new jerseys, what do you think of the Broncos' new uniforms they released?
I'm not a fan. But that's just my personal opinion. I mean, I truthfully think that the Browns have the best uniforms in the NFL, especially with these white face masks. No, I mean, they're cool. I looked at the details of them, and instead of like little circles, you know, in the numbers, they've got triangles for like mountain peaks. I truthfully like nothing will ever beat like the 2003, 2004 Broncos jerseys, in my opinion. I mean, you could argue that the throwbacks that they have, like the 1980s, 90s, those Broncos jerseys are elite. But like my favorite was like the Jake Plummer days, those jerseys, just before Peyton Manning. But I mean, I'm not a Broncos fan, so I don't really care, but
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
shoot,
know.
I love those orange and blue ones. Brighter blue
Yeah, but
ones.
I just don't know if I really like the color schemes. Like the orange seems a little different, and the white helmet they showed looks almost like it was like a it wasn't even like full pure white. It was like an off-white. I don't know. It looked weird.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It just looked like they tried getting too fancy with it. Like they were going for the futuristic look. I don't like the way the numbers look. They remind me of the Seahawks a little bit. The way their numbers are structured, even if you look right here,
Yeah.
it just doesn't look right in my opinion. Like that looks like a Seahawks jersey just color swapped.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan. I mean, truthfully, nobody is beating the Houston Texans this offseason. Houston
That color
Texans are the
combo.
best. Yeah, I don't like that one at all.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions select.
It's going to be Terry Armstead, I bet.
Terry and Arnold.
Arnold, that's what I meant.
Cornerback out of Alabama. Took over Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, I'm surprised he slipped. I have a feeling this next pick with Green Bay, he could get picked though.
Him or Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Eagles would have picked I thought the Eagles would have picked him.
Nah, they were going for Mitchell, and
But
Mitchell was the
yeah,
best pick
Mitchell
on.
dropped, so it made all the sense in the world to go with him. I love how the smaller, I guess you could call them smaller Ohio schools have been putting out some good prospects lately. You know, we had Sauce Gardner. I mean, granted, they made it to the national championship game somehow. But
Were
now
they in the national championship?
I'm pretty sure they lost to Alabama.
Cincinnati?
I thought they did. Either
I
that or
don't
they
think
made the
so.
playoff. Was it only the playoff then?
Yeah, they didn't make the national championship
They
game.
play at Alabama. Did they not make the championship?
No. That would have been 2 years ago. But 2 years ago doesn't make sense either, because that would have been the year Ohio State was in and TCU was in. I don't think Cincinnati made it. I think they're five.
No, they 100% made it in. Sauce Gardner's last year there with Desmond Ridder. So that would have been two, no, three college football seasons ago. Cincinnati. I'm looking this up now. Because I think you're right that they did lose to.
December 31st, 2021, Alabama 27-6, Cincinnati. They beat them in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, which would be the. What would that be? The two and. Well, it says the two seed and the four seed, but that ain't right.
1-4 seed.
1 and 4, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, that would have them in the playoff. Because I know some people were pissed about them being in the playoff that year. But yeah, they had that was when they had Desmond Ridder, Jerome Ford, Sauce Gardner, Alec Pierce. Actually, shit, damn near every single one of these players on here are NFL players right now. I'm looking at this roster.
This would have been the 2020 season.
Yeah. Damn, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
Right?
Packers got their pick in.
No, it doesn't make sense either. It was the 2021.
December of 2021, so they would have gotten drafted in 2022. So their rookie year would have been in 2022. That makes sense.
Yeah, the only thing that doesn't make sense to me is if you go back to 2021, it says that the and I can't believe I forget all this stuff. It says that the okay, there we go. 2021 college football playoffs. Cincinnati, Alabama. And the other one was Michigan and Georgia.
Yep.
That's right, because Georgia won that one.
Georgia won, yep.
That's so
And
thrown off.
then following year is when Ohio State played Georgia
Yeah,
and should have won.
because they won 2 years in a row.
Yep.
Okay, I feel better now. But yes, they were not in the championship, but in the Cotton Bowl, so semifinals.
Yeah.
But tough to beat a Alabama team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Especially, I mean, Bryce Young was playing at a elite level that year. They had Brian Robinson, who's in the NFL. Let's see. Oh, their receivers weren't all that. Jameson Williams. Ja'Cory Brooks, I don't even know who that is. Brian Brandt. Okay, yeah, their defense was awesome. But anyway, speaking of college football, what did you think of the news about Reggie Bush finally getting his Heisman Trophy back?
About time. I think with all the NIL stuff, how can you sit there and be a hypocrite and allow these kids to make money when one of the greatest running backs to ever play the game, his Heisman was taken away? I mean, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to me, so I'm glad he got it back.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was well deserved. I even think it's dumb taking the award away from him in the first place, but I don't know. That's just me. I don't think awards should get stripped like that easily, but I'm glad that the NCAA finally did what was right. After 14 years, gave Reggie Bush back his Heisman Trophy. So, congrats to him. I know he gave a lot of credit to Johnny Manziel, believe it or not, for helping him get the Heisman Trophy back. Which I'm surprised Johnny Manziel never got in trouble for his Heisman.
Yeah, I mean, he was involved in a lot of shady stuff.
Yeah, he never once got his Heisman Trophy threatened. So that never quite made sense to me. But anyways, back to football. We had the Cincinnati Bengals have quite a bit of drama throughout this week. Both T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson have both now requested trades from Cincinnati, and Trey Hendrickson even going to the extent of saying that he will retire if the Bengals do not trade him or get a long-term deal done.
Yeah, I saw it. That was crazy.
Yeah, I was not expecting him to threaten retirement.
No. How about the Packers just drafting Jordan Morgan from Arizona?
Yeah, it's definitely a shocking move. I don't think it was
Bakhtiari,
projected
right?
quite to be a first round pick, but I
Yeah,
know in
he.
a mock actually last night, because for whatever reason I just get so excited on draft day that I can't fall asleep. I watched a mock draft that actually had Morgan going in the first round at the very end. Because I'm not gonna be, I'm not gonna lie, like I never really was familiar with Morgan until last night, but he was a slept on tackle and interesting pick to go ahead and replace Bakhtiari, who still has not signed on the team yet,
Right.
but he seems like a type of guy that will just skip till OTA. If not retire, I could see him retiring. He's had so many injury issues in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was going to follow Aaron Rodgers, and then he didn't, so I think you see him retire.
Yeah. Let's see. The Detroit Lions went ahead and yesterday extended Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell to 4-year extensions. Detroit's just been on absolute fire this whole week. They released new jerseys. They're hosting the draft, which is the biggest attendance for a day one of a draft, with 275,000 people in attendance. And that atmosphere looks nuts.
Oh yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, I have debated on going today.
Did you?
Yeah, I was either going to go yesterday or today, whether I was going to go for the actual draft or just go around downtown and see what's up for the draft. But man, that's awesome. 275,000 people though. Yeah, I don't know about that. Unless it's a Super Bowl. If it was a Super Bowl, I definitely would go out there just to see. But yeah, what did you think of the Lions' new jerseys?
I thought they're pretty sick, pretty slick. There's been a few releases already of new jerseys. They give teams the option for a third helmet. The Lions came out firing with those black uniforms. I think that they're a bigger upgrade than the Colts black uniforms last year. I wasn't a
I wasn't
great
a fan of
big,
those.
no, wasn't a big fan, but these are nice.
Yeah, I love the Lions black uniforms. I loved when they wore black uniforms before. But what gets me on these uniforms is the blue helmet. I love that blue helmet.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the Lions to wear those uniforms on TV. Oh, that's gonna be so awesome. I half even like get one of those jerseys just because it looks so cool. So if I get a Lions player on my fantasy team this year, I might go for it.
I'm usually good for a St. Brown pick in the first round if he's available, like late first round. I've gotten like the eighth pick every year. I like getting St. Brown a lot.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, we had AJ Brown get extended by the Eagles 3 years, $96 million. I know when Devontae Smith got his extension, we were wondering what was going to be up with him, whether he was going to get his payday or if he was going to get traded out of town, especially with the drama that happened towards the end of the season, going into the playoffs.
Well, and then just
Eagles.
last week
Eagles had something with him.
he changed his profile picture to Tom Brady and followed Jacoby Brissett, and Everybody looked into it so deep that he was going to go to the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't know why he would want to leave Philadelphia for the Patriots right now.
No clue.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for the news. We had some of the NBA regular season awards get given, with Tyrese Maxey winning Most Improved Player, Naz Reid getting Sixth Man of the Year, and then Steph Curry getting Clutch Player of the Year, which I don't know how you quite determine Clutch Player of the Year. I don't know. I think that's an interesting new award that they're giving out, but
Yeah.
oh well. Let's go ahead and talk about what we've seen so far in this first round of the NBA playoffs. Have you been paying attention other than the Cavs at all?
Loosely, I mean, like I'm watching the bracket and I've watched a few of the games, especially the Knicks series. I've really enjoyed the Knicks Sixers. But yeah, mostly just watching the Cavs and keeping up with everything else.
Yeah, we talked about the Cavs a decent amount already tonight. More than I don't really want to talk about them anymore after what we witnessed tonight. So let's go ahead and talk about that Knicks Sixers series. Did you think that the Sixers got robbed in game two?
No, I don't. I mean, should it have been a timeout? I don't know. I mean, the
Not only
Sixers
should it have
doesn't
been a
fault.
timeout, should have been a foul even.
Yeah.
And then
I
for the
mean,
league to come out afterwards and say, oh yeah, that definitely should have been a foul and he should have been granted the timeout. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it now.
I mean, I think they're going to come out swinging. I think Philly's going to come out swinging in Philly for game three.
They played it tonight.
Oh, what happened tonight?
Embiid dropped 50 and they won.
Yeah, see,
Yeah.
there. I called it.
Yeah. I don't know what a Bell's palsy is, but apparently Joel Embiid has Bell's palsy and will be undergoing treatment for the condition. I don't know what
He
in the
has
world that
what?
is. It's called Bell's palsy.
Interesting.
Embiid, yeah,
I've never
Bell,
heard of it.
like a bell, and then palsy, PALSY.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I've
whatever it
heard
is,
things like
still dropped
cerebral
50.
palsy.
Huh?
I've heard things like cerebral palsy,
And
but
yeah,
I've
I've never
never.
heard of Bell's palsy. So I don't know what that's about. Let's see.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Graham Barton from Duke, center out of Duke at pick 126.
Oh,
Round one, pick
interesting.
26. Bucks loading up on their offensive line to protect Baker.
Well, yeah, didn't their center retire right before or right at the beginning of last season?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's right.
last year they used their no, they didn't use a first round pick on offensive lineman. That was, I think, second or third round, but it was the ginger.
They got a defensive end.
Yeah. Wow, the Cardinals are already making a pick. They're blowing through this right now. Cardinals select Darius Robinson, edge of Missouri.
Okay, that's a great pick. A lot of teams were very interested in him, and he shot up a lot of draft boards. So, don't be surprised if he ends up being a dog.
Oh, I'm sure he will be.
Yeah. Yeah, they've had an awesome draft so far this first round.
Yeah, they're kind of having a, I wouldn't say a Texans draft like last year, but to go ahead and get the best player in the draft, which was CJ Stroud last year. And I'm not going to say that this guy is going to be the best defensive player off the board, but Texans got Willie Anderson, so to go ahead and get a great offensive and a great defensive player, that's a solid draft to me for the first round.
Oh yeah, especially since how offensive focused this whole draft has been so far in this
Yeah,
first
there
round.
was like 17 straight picks, right? Or something crazy like that. They were all
It was
offense.
something, yeah, it was something nuts. It was the most offensive players taken in the first round consecutively, I think. And then we had five quarterbacks within the first 10 picks.
And then six total and 12.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Which I did not expect. I expected maybe five quarterbacks in the first round, not five in the first 10 picks. But like you said, teams started panicking.
It's like a fantasy draft. I mean, you take Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts in the first three rounds, and everybody starts panicking.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and get back into while we wait for the Bills to pick, let's go ahead and get back into this first round of the playoffs. Currently the Bucks are tied with this Pacers one apiece. I believe they play Friday, which is the day this comes out. Have you paid any attention to this series at all?
Not a ton. I know Giannis wasn't back yet, so he's going to be a pivotal factor if he can come back. I want the Pacers to pull it off.
Yeah. Pacers, if they play like they did game two, they will take the series, especially if Giannis doesn't come back quick enough.
Yeah.
They will 100% take this series. Siakam basically had 40 points. Haliburton, their whole squad was they came to play. So I'm definitely looking forward to Friday night's game. Hopefully, Pacers can go up 2-1. I think they're back at home now in Indiana. So they have the next two games in Indiana. And they got one on the road in Milwaukee. So ball's in their court now. Like they say, the playoffs don't start, or a series doesn't start until a road team wins.
That's right. Now we have a trade.
Oh, wait, a trade.
Buffalo Bills trade the pick to Kansas City.
Ooh.
Is this Xavier Worthy?
Probably. Or it could be Keon Coleman. I really thought Kansas City was gonna hold tight and go for Ladd McConkley, though. That's interesting. I would not have seen the Bills trading down.
Yeah, that's weird.
Next series, Thunder's up on the Pelicans 2-0. Not much to really talk about other than game one was super interesting. Game two, not even close. It was just a blowout. I think the Thunder have this series basically in the books. Pelicans might end up stealing one, but
I'd be shocked if they did.
yeah. But going back to New Orleans, for the next two games, I could see them taking one. I don't think they will. I think this will be a sweep. But yeah, I'll still take the Thunder. Nuggets Lakers, they're playing game three right now, which is in Los Angeles, where the Lakers are up at halftime. Once again, 53 to 49. Did you see any of the highlights from game two?
Was that the one with Jamal Murray's game winner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lakers were up that entire game and just blew it at the end. But LeBron was on
It felt
fire.
like
LeBron was doing everything he could to not lose that game.
they were up a lot, not a lot of points, but they were up most of the game in game one too. It was just back and forth. It's been a really good series, but unfortunately, the Nuggets just have the Lakers number. I mean, they've won like the last nine in a row against them, going back to, I believe, the playoffs of last year when they swept them.
Yeah, that is true. So yeah, I think the Nuggets will. Don't want to say that they'll sweep them because I kind of don't want them to sweep them. I want to at least be a 5-game series, 6-game. So I'm kind of hoping the Lakers pull it off tonight. But yeah, I think the Nuggets, it's going to be hard beating them in general.
Yeah.
This next series, though, Timberwolves versus Suns. I was so wrong on this one. Timberwolves look good. Anthony Edwards looks good.
Oh yeah, he's a superstar.
Yeah, he's a verified superstar now. I thought he was good before, but now that he's getting playoff experience and he's playing like this, he's a superstar. Top 10 player, no question about it.
Yeah, they have a pretty well put together team over there.
Yeah, it definitely meshed a lot better together than I thought it would. I still would like to see what he would do with a slightly better player as his co-partner other than Cat. Not that you can get too much better than Cat as a number two, but yeah, I like what I see from the Timberwolves going forward, and I think the Suns are done. I think the Suns, I don't know what they need to do other than blow it up, but this project is not working. And I could see KD, especially if they got swept, I could see KD wanting out again, and the KD circuit begins once again. And then a series I've been paying more attention to, just because Luka is my favorite player in the NBA. They're currently tied with the Clippers one apiece in the series. I definitely see this series getting to 6 or 7 games.
Yeah, it'll be back and forth, like flip a coin.
Yeah, and that's sort of how this series has been in the playoffs in the past too. It's just been a flip a coin. Whose year is it? Kansas City, their pick is in. Are they gonna? Holy crap. Wait, hold on a second. Is that the draft board? Oh no. Well, I think ESPN just posted the Kansas City Chiefs' whole entire draft board.
In the war room.
Yeah. Well, that sucks for them. I don't think they have too many picks, so I guess it doesn't matter that much.
They've got some people announcing the pick.
Is it sketch?
No. Did the Texans didn't have a first round, did they?
No, they traded it to the Vikings, who ended up
So
trading both their picks tonight.
when is Sketch doing it tomorrow?
He's doing it one of the days. My guess is tomorrow.
What's up, brothers?
Who is this guy?
Justin, he's a make-a-wish.
He's a make-a-wish?
Yeah.
Huh.
His wish was to announce the first round draft pick for his beloved Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And with the 28th pick, the Kansas City Chiefs go ahead and select called it Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas. Let's go.
Oh, nice.
Hey, they needed that with Ruggs 2.0.
Top Rugs 2.0. I'm
That's it.
surprised he
He's
went
like a
ahead of
beast.
his other teammate from Texas, because he was supposedly the better player. But I mean, when you break the 40 time, you basically confirm your first round pick.
Yeah. Well, with the new kickoff rule, this is going to be a great addition for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, absolutely. And, we don't know if Rashee Rice is going to be facing any kind of suspension or what his punishments are going to be from everything that's been going on. But yeah, Kansas City just basically went after Tyreek Hill 2.0.
Yeah, he's got the fastest player in the draft.
Yeah.
Smart pick for them, I think. I think that was a great pick.
Yeah, it's showing some of his highlights right now.
Of all the rookie wide receivers, I think this is the one I'm going to go after in fantasy because, I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes and,
The
you know,
guy who was with Rashee Rice last year as a rookie.
yeah. Just look at how fast he is.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's gonna literally love this dude.
Oh, Andy Reid's already creaming on his cheeseburger right now.
Yeah. He's getting some extra mayo on there. Hold on. Let me go ahead and get this whole draft board up. So let's go ahead and recap basically the first round for you guys, because there's only four more picks in this first round. First pick, of course, ended up being Caleb Williams to the Chicago Bears. Second pick, Jaden Daniels. Pretty much a lot of these, I would say the first six picks, first six, seven picks were, you know, nothing surprising, nothing shocking. Number two, Commanders went with Jaden Daniels. Pick number three, New England Patriots decided to keep the pick and go with Drake May. Number four, Arizona Cardinals stay at that pick, which I actually thought they were going to trade out of it. Considering what they did last year and the way they were talking about handling this pick and that they were going to take it right to the buzzer. I mean, if you have Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, that is just laying in your lap, and you know, whether that time expires, you could just turn that card. You got Marvin Harrison Jr., or you could get, I mean, you couldn't really lose with that pick, in my
No.
opinion. So that was awesome that they got Kyler Murray, wide receiver one. Chargers went ahead and got the best offensive lineman in the draft with Joe Alt, whose dad played in the NFL. Malik Nabers went to the New York Giants at number six. J.C. Latham to the Titans to help with their offensive line at number seven. Now, this is when it starts to get a little crazy. Michael Penix, who a lot of people thought might even drop into the second round potentially, was picked with the number eight pick by the Atlanta Falcons, who just paid Kirk Cousins. And
They want that insurance policy. They want to make sure they've got somebody back that's not Taylor Heineke.
yeah, and they're pretty shocked by this. I was pretty shocked by this. I would have understood if it was like a younger quarterback, but Michael Penix is 24.
Yeah,
He's
I guess,
a
but
13-year-old
in a way, it makes sense. You know, you've got a somewhat, we'll call him a veteran college quarterback. He's got the years of experience. I think he technically should have been one of the most NFL ready quarterbacks in this draft. He is a lefty quarterback, like a very famous Falcons quarterback at one point. We had Michael Vick, a lefty. So, the Falcons like their lefty quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins, yes, 4-year deal, but how many of those years is he going to play a full season? How many of those 4 years will he even be able to play a season? And will he even make it the full term? So I think that this is a cheap option of let's just get an insurance quarterback on a rookie deal so that if something goes wrong, I mean, yeah, you wasted a first round pick on him. Probably could have got him in the second. I don't think there's going to be other teams that desperate for him right this second, but it made sense in a way, but it also shocked me. It shocked me completely. I was not expecting that.
Yeah. I especially for a team that's acting like they want to win right now, kind of shocked me when you had a player like Romo Dunze on the board still. You didn't need Brock Bowers, but Brock Bowers was on the board. I guess offensively, I guess the more I'm looking at it, you didn't have to really do anything with it. They probably weren't liking what they were getting offered for that pick because, in all honesty, I probably would have traded out of that pick, if anything.
Oh
But
God.
it's a great insurance policy, like you said.
They have the Ravens draft room showing the entire whiteboard.
Oh my. Round one, two, three. Wow. Yikes. Well, now some players will know whether the Ravens are gonna plan on going after him or not, because basically it looked like if your name was written in red, you're a no-go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, interesting pick. I was surprised that he went over someone like JJ McCarthy, who they were talking about moving all the way up to four, and realistically, I didn't think that was ever gonna happen.
No. But shout out to Gabby's grandma's neighbor. They
Yeah.
shouted out LaGrange Park, Illinois.
That's awesome. Speaking of Chicago, we had Romo Dunze go number nine to the
Great pick.
Bears.
Great pick.
Yeah, awesome pick. You know, you got a unit going out there on offense this year compared to last year.
They completely revamped.
Yeah, watch out for the Bears. I don't know if I would take that bet with you this year. JJ McCarthy goes number 10 to the Vikings, who basically swapped picks for no real reason with the Jets, in my opinion.
The only thing I could think of was that the Jets were shopping that pick for somebody who wanted JJ.
Yeah, that's my only guess, and there probably was a team that was close to biting. And the Vikings really wanted JJ McCarthy. My only guess would have been like the either the Seahawks, even though I don't think the Seahawks would. I don't think they're ever looking at quarterback this draft, especially since they got Sam Howell on a cheap deal and they still have Geno Smith. But yeah, JJ McCarthy is a Minnesota Viking. It's awesome because he won't be rushed to be the day one starter either.
No.
I think Sam Darnold's gonna do decent.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think he'll do decent. But you know, maybe JJ McCarthy will be solid in the NFL. Who knows? What did the Ravens got Nate Wiggins? Another annoying person on the Ravens. Oh boy. Jets went ahead at 11 and got Olu Fashanu from Penn State. Number 12, Broncos got Bo Nix, like we mentioned earlier today. And number 13, one of my favorite prospects in this entire draft, Brock Bowers, is on the Las Vegas Raiders.
But they just got Michael Mayer, so I was a little confused by that.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. I mean, you could run two tight ends out there at the same time. But I don't know, unless you just, because they don't have Hunter Renfrow anymore.
No.
So, I mean, Brock Bowers is good enough. You could play him in the slot. You don't have to play him at tight end.
Right.
You could play him as just a wide receiver. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that pick. I love the player, but I don't know how I feel about the team. I would have loved to have seen him go to the Jets, actually. I think he would have been awesome with Aaron Rodgers, but honestly, I would rather him be in the NFC. So, anyways, Talis Fuaga goes to the Saints at 14. Latu Latu goes to the Colts at 15, who are rumored to want to trade up to number four with the Cardinals. So they could draft Marvin Harrison Jr., who was the team of his father, Marvin Harrison. Byron Murphy, the second, goes to Seattle at 16. Minnesota trades up from 23 to 17 to draft Dallas Turner to replace Danielle Hunter. So they're getting a nice little reset right now. Amarius Mims gets drafted to the Bengals at 18. Jared Verse to the Rams at 19. Speaking of the Rams, did you see their draft house?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that I didn't get the point of dropping $16 million on a draft house, but it was awesome. But why do you need a whole house? Yeah, why do you need a whole house for that?
Everything's different out in LA.
Yeah. Troy Fontano is the 20th overall pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they get some guard help from Washington. Chop Robinson is the 21st overall pick to the Miami Dolphins. It feels like the Dolphins haven't picked in the first round in a little while now. I think their last first round pick, if I'm not mistaken, probably was Jaylen Waddle. Quinion Mitchell from Toledo was the Eagles pick. Then Brian Thomas Jr. was the Jaguars pick at 23. And then we've named pretty much everyone else so far, with Terrion Arnold to the Lions, Jordan Morgan to the Packers, Graham Barton to the Buccaneers, Darius Robinson to the Cardinals, Xavier Worthy to the Chiefs, Tyler Guyton to the Cowboys, and Nate Wiggins to the Ravens. And the
We're down
49ers
to our last
pick is in
two.
right now, and then we have the Buffalo Bills after that.
Almost done. First round
Yeah.
in the books. I think this is a very exciting draft. I've been looking forward to this one for a while. A little bit more than last year, even though I was excited about CJ Stroud and, like JSN. But this is a great draft. Marvin Harrison Jr. is one of a kind. I'm excited for his future with the Cardinals. Excited to see who the Browns get tomorrow. I feel like despite us not having a first round pick because we wasted them all on Deshaun, I kind of like the pressure being let off of our team not having a first round pick the last 2 years.
Yeah, we're
Makes me
back
feel
in
like
it next year, though.
we're a little bit more complete than we were before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. We get our first round pick back next year, though, so that's nice. It's showing the 49ers additions this offseason. I don't really see many additions, in my opinion.
I don't know a single name.
Devondre Campbell, Leonard Floyd, the rest, I mean, you can live without. Claims their pick is in, though.
Yeah, I thought that we were going to see a trade with the 49ers. I thought we were going to see Ayuk or somebody leave the team.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be smoke screen, because I mean they did the same thing with Debo Samuel, what, 2 years ago? It was after whenever they played in the Super Bowl before against the Chiefs and lost. So let's see what this 49ers pick is real quick. I'm going to guess Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Ricky Pearsall from Florida, a wide receiver.
What?
So that means the Bills are probably going
Whoa.
to get Kool-Aid.
Oh, Florida. The Florida fans are gonna love that. That he went over Keon Coleman. I've seen on Twitter between Florida and Florida State fans. I would actually hear the lad's opinion on this. Everyone was saying how Keon Coleman's definitely the better receiver in the draft, and it's not even close. But that it was basically like a Browns versus Bengals fan debate
Yeah.
on Twitter. Granted, this guy is a stud, though. I don't know about first round, though. That's nuts. But yeah, other than that, Dylan, is there anything? Oh, wow. I've never seen that catch before. Okay, this dude's got some pretty damn
Oh,
good
we have
hands.
a trade. We have another trade.
Oh, my God.
Buffalo Bills trade pick number 32 to Carolina. Wow, Panthers are on the clock.
Wow, the Panthers got a first-round pick.
Which means you can probably guarantee that Buffalo's picking first tomorrow.
No, they're not. This shows Carolina. Carolina has the next two picks. Shows Carolina at 32 and Carolina at 33. Wow, that's nuts. We got that live too. I was just about to close it out.
Yeah, we gotta see this last pick. Who the heck could they still want that they had to trade up for?
I don't know. Let me look at best
Oh
available.
no, Buffalo got pick 33.
Okay, now it changed. I wonder what the hell they traded.
What wide receivers are still left?
Best available. Keon Coleman's still available, but they. There's got to be. These are definitely two receivers. So. I don't know if they go Ladd McConkey or not. Xavier Leggett? If they traded up for Xavier Leggett, I think that's dumb. Really, the only
Well,
receiver I
it's
really.
gotta be somebody that the Buffalo Bills were gonna take.
Yeah, it's whoever the Bills were debating on taking.
But the Bills need a defense, right? They need a new cornerback, so it should be Kool-Aid or maybe DeJean or DeJean.
Oh no, they need a wide receiver.
Well, I know they do too. I'm trying to think of best available why they would jump up one pick. So who did Buffalo want? They swapped a fifth and a sixth round pick.
Interesting. 32nd overall.
Carolina.
My only thing is maybe the Bills were stuck between two receivers and just didn't know which one they wanted. I really don't know. I
So
don't
you
think
think it's
it's
Coleman?
really that worth it. Pick is
Do
in.
you
Come
think it's Coleman?
on. Could be Coleman. I think it's either Coleman or McConkey.
Let's see, the pick is in.
I also forgot that Jerry Rice's son is in this draft.
Is he? Tight end? No, wide receiver from USC. Probably be like a fourth or fifth rounder.
All right,
I don't know,
Commissioner.
it's taking so
Start the
long.
night. Pick me.
Did you see the guy from the Packers fans who put his head down like this with the cheese head on?
No.
He was disappointed in their draft pick, but I think that's what they needed was a tackle.
Oh yeah, 100%.
All right, here's the last pick. Buffalo Bills traded their pick to the Panthers. And the Carolina Panthers select with the 32nd pick in the 2024 draft. Who is it? Xavier Leggett, wide receiver for South Carolina.
Dumb.
I
The
heard
Bills
about
were
him.
gonna, there's no way the Bills were gonna draft him.
No. Wow. Thank you, Detroit, for a record-setting night.
Wow, Xavier Leggett. Well, that is gonna conclude the first round of this draft. Looking forward to seeing how the weekend goes. We'll come back early next week. With the results on, what the Browns did, what some other teams with some bigger name players, where they ended up going, how these teams did. But other than that, Dylan, is there anything you wanted to mention before we close out?
Not too much. I just wanted to thank you guys for listening today. Make sure you follow us on Spotify, YouTube. Leave comments in the description below. Let us know what you think of this episode. Let us know what you're most shocked by in this draft. We'll catch you guys next week.
Peace.